Lord, for the beautiful song by the choir this morning.
我们再一次感谢神赐给我们，通过诗班赐给我们这么美妙的，诗歌。
And I thank the Lord that He gives me the opportunity to share His word with you again.
我也再一次感谢神赐给我这个机会，让我跟各位，分享他的话。
The title of this morning's message is "Do not be a stumbling block."
今天早上我正道的题目是不要成为绊脚石。
And I would like to look at two passages of scripture.
我们想先看两段经文。
Matthew chapter 16, verses 21 to 23.
马太福音第十六章第二十一节到二十三节。
From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed, and on the third day be raised to life. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. "Never, Lord," he said, "this shall never happen to you."Jesus turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men."
马太福音第十六章第二十一节，从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。彼得就拉着他劝他说，主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你身上。耶稣转过来对彼得说，撒旦，退我后边去吧，你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
The second passage is found in Matthew 18, just two chapters later, Matthew 18, verses 6 and 7.
第二段经文是马太福音第十八章第六节跟七节。
Jesus says, "But if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a large millstone hung around his neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. Woe to the world because of the things that cause people to sin."Such things must come, but woe to the man through whom they come.
凡使这信我的一个小子跌倒的，倒不如把大磨石拴在这人的颈项上，沉在深海里。这世界有祸了，因为将人绊倒，绊倒的事是免不了的，但那绊倒人的有祸了。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we are gathered here this morning to worship you.
亲爱的天父，亲爱的主，我们今天早上聚集在这里敬拜你。
And Lord, we thank you for bringing us here this morning.
主，我们感谢你将我们聚集在这儿。
And Father, we know that you are here with us.
父，我们也知道你与我们同在。
Lord, you never leave us or forsake us.
你从不会离开我们或是撇弃我们。
During the good times or during the difficult times.
不管是在顺境或是遭遇困难的时候。
Indeed, you are the God of all comfort.
你是那位赐百般安慰的神。
And Father, this morning as we look at your word.
今天早上当我们阅读你的话语的时候。
I pray that the Holy Spirit would use your word to speak to us.
求主的圣灵能够通过这些话对我们说话。
To teach us what you want us to learn.
教导我们你所要教导我们的。
And I pray, Lord, for an attentive heart.
也求主赐给我们一个全神贯注的心。
And a submissive spirit to your will.
给我们一个谦卑受教的心来了解并且顺从你的旨意。
We commit this time into your hands.
我们把以下的时间恭敬地交在主的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
阿们。
This morning I'm burdened to share with you on an issue that the Bible tells us is a very serious one.
今天早上我有一个负担要跟各位分享， 一个圣经告诉我们是极端严肃的事情。
This is something that we need to pay special attention to in our lives as believers.
圣经告诉我们，我们作为一个信徒，我们在我们的日常生活中，我们需要对这件事情特别的留意。
And this is the issue of not being a stumbling block to other believers.
这就是我们不能够成为别的弟兄姐妹们的绊脚石。
What is a stumbling block?
那么绊脚石是什么意思？
Generally speaking, it is anything that leads a person away from their devotion and obedience and dependence on the Lord.
一般来说，所谓的绊脚石就是让别的弟兄姐妹离开了神，不再对神那么的前进，那么的顺服，那么的倚靠。
And causes them to sin against God.
并且成为让他们得罪了神。
A stumbling block can be a thing.
绊脚石可能是一个东西或一件事。
The following is an example with idols. If we look at Ezekiel chapter 14.
我们从以西结书我们可以看到一个这样的例子，就是偶像。
Ezekiel chapter 14, I just want to read verse
4. 以西结书第十四章，我就想念一节，就是第四节。
And also verse 7.
还有第七节。
It says, Therefore speak to them and tell them, This is what the sovereign Lord says. When any Israelite sets up idols in his heart and puts a wicked stumbling block before his face, and then goes to a prophet, I, the Lord, will answer him myself in keeping with his great idolatry.
以西结书第十四章第四节。所以你要告诉他们，主耶和华如此说。以色列家的人中，凡将他的假神接到心里，把陷于罪的绊脚石放在面前，又救了先知来的，我耶和华在他所求的事上，必按他众多的假神回答他。
And also verse 7, When any Israelite or any alien living in Israel separates himself from me and sets up idols in his heart and puts a wicked stumbling block before his face and then goes to a prophet to inquire of me, I, the Lord, will answer him myself.
第七节，因为以色列家的人或在以色列中寄居的外人，凡与我隔绝，将他的假神接到心里，把陷于罪的绊脚石放在面前，又救了先知来要为自己的事求问我的，我耶和华必亲自回答他，我必向那人变脸，使他做了警戒笑谈。
So we see that a stumbling block can be something.
所以我们看到绊脚石可能可以是一个东西。
But a stumbling block can also be someone.
但是绊脚石也可以是一个人。
It can be you, it can be me.
可以是你，可以是我。
You can be a stumbling block to others and lead a person away from their devotion, obedience, and dependence on the Lord.
你可能会成为别的弟兄姐妹的绊脚石，让他们不再那么对神那么前进，那么顺服，那么倚靠。
And cause them to sin against God.
并且让他们因此而得罪了神。
And in the Bible, whenever stumbling block is used of man, it usually has a negative connotation.
一般来说，在圣经里头，当圣经用绊脚石提到一个人的时候，通常是有贬义的。
Additionally, as we will see, you can also be a stumbling block to yourself.
我们以后还会再看到，你也可能成为你自己的绊脚石。
And in this message, I intentionally do not want to give you much in the way of specific examples of being a stumbling block to others.
在今天的正道里，我有意的不要给你们提供很多具体的例子。
I primarily want to just give you biblical commands and principles and trust that the Holy Spirit will apply God's word to your life.
我主要要跟各位分享的是圣经里头提到的一些神的命令或者神的原则，让圣灵能够感动我们，应用在实际的生活中。
So the question that we want to address this morning is this: why is there a problem with being a stumbling block to a brother or sister in Christ?
首先我们要谈到一件事情，就是作为成为别的弟兄姐妹的绊脚石，这件事情有什么问题呢？
And we will be looking at three reasons.
我们就来看看为什么这是一个很严重的问题。从三方面来说。
And the first reason that it is a problem is because it is an extremely serious matter in the eyes of God.
首先，为什么这件事情很严重？是因为在神的心目中，这是一个很严重的罪。
If we look back at Matthew chapter 18, verses 6 and 7, which we just read,
我们如果回过头来看看我们刚才念的马太福音第十六章。
Let me read it to you again in the New American Standard Version, which is a more literal translation.
我给你们念的，现在要念的是一个新美国标准版本里头的说的。
It says, the NAS says, but whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it is better for him that a heavy millstone be hung around his neck and that he be drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world because of its stumbling blocks, for it is inevitable that stumbling blocks come, but woe to that man through whom the stumbling block comes.十八章六节七节。
十八章六节跟七节。这个和合本所说的是，凡使这信我的一个小子跌倒的，倒不如把大磨石拴在这人的颈项上，沉在深海里。这世界有祸了，因为将人绊倒，绊倒人的事是免不了的，但那绊倒人的有祸了。
In other words, woe to that person who is a stumbling block to a believer.
换句话说，那个让别的弟兄姐妹绊倒的人有祸了。
John MacArthur says this.
John MacArthur 曾经这么说过。
Regarding these verses.
他说指的就是刚才念的这段经节。
He says Jesus presents the negative side of the previously mentioned truth.
他说在这儿主耶稣基督是从另外一个角度来看他在之前曾经讲到的一个真理。
When a person mistreats a Christian, he mistreats Christ.
这个真理就是当一个人对待错误的对待了另外一个弟兄姐妹的时候，其实就是错误的对待了主耶稣自己。
This side of the truth also applies to believers and unbelievers.
这个真理的这一方面不但适用在信徒的身上，也适用在还不信主的人的身上。
Whether the person is the worst persecuting pagan who causes harm to a Christian,
不管这个人是那个是一个迫害基督教的外邦人，
or whether he is a believer who causes harm to a fellow Christian.
或者是一个本人是一个信徒，但是他对别的弟兄姐妹造成了伤害。
The result is the same. Christ himself is attacked.
这个结果是一样的，就是最终是主耶稣基督自己遭受到攻击。
The previously mentioned truth that he talks about is referring to verse 5 of chapter 18.
刚才这位解经家所提到的主耶稣先前讲到的真理，他所指的是在第五节，马太福音第十八章第五节。
And whoever welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me.
凡为我接待一个像这小孩子的， 就是接待我。
Now, little child here in verse 5, or little ones, as is translated in verse 6, can be referring to the children at that time who believed in Jesus.
这里所说的小孩子，或者是在第六节所说的小子，可以指的是当时的已经信了主的小孩。
Even a little child can truly believe in Jesus.
因为即使是年纪很小的小孩，他也可能会成为一个真正信主的人。
I remember many years ago there was a very godly elderly woman.
我记得多年以前我碰到一个年长的敬虔的妇人。
And this godly woman was very instrumental in bringing my mother to faith in Christ.
这位年长的妇女女士，她当年是帮助，是带领我妈妈信主的一个一位姐妹。
And when anyone asked her, "When did you come to believe in Jesus?"
当别人问她，你是怎么信？主耶稣基督的。
And she would say every time, she said very clearly that it happened when she was 3 years old.
那每一次别人这么问她，她都会很清楚地说，当我还三岁的时候。
She said that she was sitting on her mother's lap and her mother was telling her a Bible story and with the gospel.
她说她坐在她母亲的膝盖上，她的母亲跟她讲圣经里头的福音。
And she said that at that moment, she just realized that she was a sinner.
她说在那个时候，她就意识到她是一个罪人。
And that she wanted Jesus to come into her life to forgive her of her sins.
她要主耶稣基督来到她的心中赦免她的罪。
And she would always say that at 3 years old was when she truly believed in Jesus.
所以她总是这么回答别人，就是她真正接受主耶稣基督的时候是在她三岁的时候。
But little child here can also be seen as representing all believers or all the spiritual children of God.
但是这儿所说的小孩子或者是小子也可能指的是所有信主的人，所有天父的属灵的儿女。
And Christ is so closely connected with the little children and with believers that it is like when you treat them kindly, you treat Christ kindly, but then when you mistreat them, you mistreat Christ.
因为耶稣基督是如此的跟那些信主的小孩子或大人，他的关系是如此的密切，以至于任何人怎么对待这些属灵的的弟兄姐妹，就等于是怎么对待主耶稣自己。
Mistreat them in this case as leading them to sin or stumble.
在这儿如果说错误的对待或者恶待，那意思就是说让他们成为绊倒了他们。
And being a stumbling block to another believer is a very serious thing.
成为别的弟兄或姐妹的绊脚石，这是一件非常严肃非常严重的事情。
Verse 6 talks about it's better to have a just to put a millstone around their neck and drowned and have them drowned.
严重到一个程度，主耶稣说，不如把大磨石拴在这个人的颈项上，沉在深海里。就是这样子反还比让别人绊倒轻一点。
This is telling us that it would be better for a person to just die than for that person to cause a believer to sin and then have to face the judgment of God for doing that.
意思就是说，如果让别的弟兄或姐妹绊倒，然后将来承受神的审判，还不如死了的好。
Warren Wiersbe says this regarding these verses. It is a serious matter to cause a child to sin or to lead him astray. It is equally as serious to cause another believer to stumble because of our poor example.
另外有一位解经家他这么说，他说让一个孩子 犯罪，或者是让他走入歧途，这是一件非常严重的问题。同样严重的是让另外一位弟兄姐妹跌倒，因着我们自己的坏榜样。
And he says that true humility thinks of others, not of self.
他说真正的谦卑所表现的是顾念到别人，而不是想到自己。
So it's not enough to only consider what you do or say, how it impacts you, or how you feel about it.
所以我们不单单只能够只想到我们自己该怎么做，我们自己该怎么说，我们自己的感觉是什么，光是这个还是不够的。
But also how it impacts others.
我们同时也要顾虑到我们的所说的，我们所做的会如何的影响别人。
So being a stumbling block is a problem because it is a serious matter in the eyes of God.
所以成为别的人的绊脚石，在神的心眼中是非常严重的事情。
It is also a problem, number two, because when you encourage them, either by your words or your example, to go against their conscience or convictions, you are leading them to sin.
另外一个原因，为什么这件事情这么严重，是因为如果因为你的话或者是你的榜样，以至于你让另外一位一个人他做了违背他自己良心的事情，那么你等于是间接的让他犯罪。
The conscience is that innate sense of right and wrong that God has placed within each person.
所谓的良心就是神放在每一个人心中的一种是非善恶的观念。
And after a person receives Jesus, the Holy Spirit heightens the sensitivity of that person's conscience.
当一个人接受了主耶稣基督做救主的时候，那么圣灵就让那个人原来有的良心，他的感觉更强烈，更敏锐。
Primarily by increasing the relevancy of God's word in their life.
那么圣灵的工作主要是透过神的话。
So that there is an increased sense of what is right and what is wrong.
结果就是这个人的良心会更加的敏锐的明白什么是对，什么是不对。
I've heard many testimonies of new believers being bothered by things that did not bother them before. And some of those things, they were not even told by others that it was wrong. They just had a sense that it was wrong, it bothered them.
我听过很多刚刚信主的弟兄姐妹们的见证，就是他们信了主以后，他们从前某些事情让他们现在觉得良心不安，不该那么说或不该那么做，而这些事情其实甚至没有人告诉他们这是错的。
Things such as cussing or what they looked at or what they saw, their views on immorality, it changed, it bothered them, and that's the work of the Holy Spirit.
比方说他们所看的，他们所说的，从前他们觉得没有什么，但是信了主以后，他们觉得这些都是不对的。
Now perhaps some of you are thinking, you know, being a stumbling block is really not a problem with me.
也许在座的有人这么想，做别人的绊脚石，这个在我是不会，不是这个样子。
I would never do anything to cause another believer to sin anyway.
我绝对不会做什么事情让别的弟兄姐妹去犯罪。
I wouldn't tell them to lie or cheat or steal or to do anything that God's word clearly says is wrong.
我绝对不会让别的弟兄姐妹去偷、去抢、去做圣经上清清楚楚地告诉我们不可以做的事。
Well, that's good.
这样子当然很好。
But even causing another believer to do something against their conscience is leading them to sin.
但是我们必须知道，如果我们让别的弟兄姐妹做了违背他们良心的事情，那么这也是罪，这也是一个绊脚石。
Even if what they are doing is not necessarily something that is clearly wrong in Scripture.
即使他们所 做的在圣经里头并没有清清楚楚很明确的说那是不对的。
If they believe that it is not right for them,
如果这件事情他们认为他们不应该做。
And even if they are not sure whether or not it is right for them,
或者甚至于他们不太清楚到底该不该做。
And you encourage them to do that,
可是你鼓励他们这么做
then you have caused them to sin.
那么你就是让他们犯罪了。
Additionally, you yourself have sinned against Christ.
同时你自己也得罪了神。
I want to look at two passages of Scripture. 所以
我们现在就看圣经上怎么说。
I want to look at Romans chapter 14.
我们先看罗马书第十四章。
And the entire passage is verses 12 to 23, but we won't read the whole passage.
罗马书第十四章。
12到23节，
但是我们 不会花这么多时间多时间念这一长段。
I want to look at verses 12 to 15.
我们就看第十二节到第十五节。
So it says, so then each of us will give an account of himself to God. Therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, make up your mind not to put any stumbling block or obstacle in your brother's way. As one who was in the Lord Jesus, I am fully convinced that no food is unclean in itself. But if anyone regards something as unclean, then for him it is unclean.If your brother is distressed because of what you eat, you are no longer acting in love. Do not by your eating destroy your brother for whom Christ died.
这样看来，我们个人必要将自己的事在神面前说明。所以我们不可再彼此论断，宁可定义，谁也不给弟兄放下绊脚、绊人之物。我凭着主耶稣基督确知深信凡物本来没有不洁净的，唯独人以为不洁净的，在他就不洁净了。
In verses 20 to 23,
第二十节到二十二二十三节。
Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food. All food is clean, but it is wrong for a man to eat anything that causes someone else to stumble. It is better not to eat meat or drink wine or to do anything else that will cause your brother to fall. So whatever you believe about these things, keep between yourself and God. Blessed is the man who does not condemn himself by what he approves. But the man who has doubts,is condemned if he eats, because his eating is not from faith, and everything that does not come from faith is sin.
不可因食物毁坏神的工程，凡物固然洁净，但有人因食物叫人跌倒，就是他的罪了。无论是吃肉，是喝酒，是什么别的事，叫弟兄跌倒，一概不做才好。你有信心，就当在神面前守着。人在自己以为可行的事上能不自责就有福了。若有疑心而吃的就必有罪，因为他吃不是出于信心，凡不出于信心的都是罪。
The context of this passage deals with the eating of certain foods.
这段经文的上下文谈的是吃某些食物。
Likely in this case, foods that have been sacrificed formerly to idols.
很可能在这儿在这儿的食物指的是那些已经祭祀过假神的食物。
But it is not limited here to just food.
但是这段经文不仅是限于食物而已。
What we see here gives us a general principle to be followed.
我们在这儿看到了一个一般的原则，我们应该遵从的。
We see that we are not to do anything else that will cause our brother to fall, and everything that does not come from faith is sin.
我们所看到就是我们不应该做任何事情，如果这件事情能够导致我们的弟兄或姐妹犯罪。另外就是我们所做的一切事情如果不是出于信心，那就是罪。
We need to be very careful, and this is the principle that we need to remember. We need to be careful that we don't try to place or to push our convictions and what we do on other believers without considering the impact that it may have on them.
我们这个是一个一般的，这个是一个圣经的原则，我们要注意的。我们不可以把我们自己所认为是对的，或是我们的某些信念强加在别的弟兄姐妹的身上。
In this case, there were Christians who felt that they should primarily just eat vegetables.
在这刚才所念的经文里头，它的背景是有些基督徒他们认为他们就吃蔬菜就好了。Perhaps
to keep free from eating meat that had been sacrificed to idols and where idol worship was rampant during that time.
也许他们的用意是说，他们要避免吃那些祭祀过假神的食物。And
the Christians who felt that it was okay to eat meat sacrificed to idols because they understood that an idol was nothing.
有些基督徒却认为吃祭祀过假神的食物的肉没有问题，因为假神不过就是一个偶像，不是什么。
They look down on these Christians.
所以他们就反过来看不起第一批基督徒，就是避免吃祭祀过假神的肉的基督徒。And
not only ate it in front of them, but the passage suggests that they were trying to encourage them to do that.
所以这个第二批的基督徒，他们不但在第一批的基督徒面前吃肉，而且从这段经文里头，似乎是他们不但自己吃，他们还鼓励别的人吃。They
were passing judgment on them. They were saying things like, "Oh, there's no big deal. This is no big deal. Just do it."
他们论断那些别的基督徒，他们说这没有什么了不起，你就吃吧。
Even when those other believers did not feel that it was right or they felt uncomfortable doing it.
即使是那个时候，有的基督徒觉得吃肉他们良心不安，他们觉得不愿意这么做。
And as a result, they were being a stumbling block to others by causing them to fall into sin because what they did made the other believers not eat. In faith, or not eat with a clear conscience, eat with a feeling of discomfort.
所以那些原本不愿意吃肉的基督徒，因着他们的这样子而勉强自己吃肉的，他们违背了他们良心吃肉的，那么这些基督徒就等于是犯了罪，并且是绊倒了另外一批基督徒，让他们犯了罪，因为他们吃肉不是基于他们对神的他们的信心。So
the key point here is just because you feel that it's no problem for you to do something.
所以在这儿的这个关键就是说，不能说因为你自己觉得不是问题。
Doesn't mean that you should go around and freely express your convictions to others and even encourage them to do what you do.
这个不表示你可以随便在别的信徒面前告诉他们也应该这么做。
Because doing this may cause them to go against their conscience.
因为这么做可能让他们做了违背他们自己的良心，让他们自己良心不安的事。To
not do it in faith and thereby sin against the Lord.
让他们做了那件事不是出于信心，那么让他们犯了罪。And
when you do that to someone, you also sin against Christ.
那么不但他们犯了罪，而且因为是你让他们犯了罪，所以你也犯了罪。And
I think that the leaders in the church should be especially careful about this.
我想教会的领导的人应该特别注意这样的事。What
you say, what you do, where you go can be especially influential on other people.
你所说的，你去的地方，对别的弟兄姐妹会造成很大的、比较大的影响。Even
though they may be bothered by something, but when they see you do it, then they feel, oh, it must be okay.
也许他们 觉得做某件事情不应该，但是当他们看到你也这么做的时候，他呢可能会觉得这件事是对的。
But where do we see in Scripture that a person who causes another believer to stumble sins against Christ?
在圣经里头告诉我们，当一个人让另外一个弟兄姐妹绊倒的时候，这是得罪了主耶稣。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 8.
我们看哥林多前书第八章。
The entire passage is verses 4 to 13, but we will only read a few verses.
哥林多前书第八章，也是因为我所指的经文很长，但是因为时间的关系，我们就念第。
We will only look at verses 9 to 13.
第八章第九节跟第十三节。
And you can look at the entire passage at a later time.
所以以后你们可以自己看这整段的经文。
But verse 9, it says, Be careful, however, that the exercise of your freedom does not become a stumbling block to the weak. For if anyone with a weak conscience sees you who have this knowledge eating in an idol's temple, won't he be emboldened to eat what has been sacrificed to idols? So this weak brother for whom Christ died is destroyed by your knowledge. When you sin against your brothers in this way and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ. Therefore, if what I eat causes my brother to fall into sin, I will never eat meat again so that I will not cause him to fall.
哥林多前书第八章第九节，只是你们要谨慎，恐怕你们这自由竟成了那软弱人的绊脚石。若有人见你这有知识的在偶像的庙里坐席，这人的良心若是软弱，岂不放胆去吃那祭偶像之物吗？因此基督为他死的那软弱弟兄也就因你的知识沉沦了。你们这样得罪弟兄们，伤了他们软弱的良心，就是得罪基督。所以食物若叫我弟兄跌倒，我就永远不吃肉，免得叫我弟兄跌倒了。
Paul is saying, I would rather never eat meat again than cause another believer to go against his conscience and fall into sin.
保罗在这儿说，我宁可一辈子都不吃肉，我也不愿意因为我的缘故让别的弟兄违背他们的良心吃肉，以至于犯了罪。
And again in this passage, it is about eating food sacrificed to idols, but not limited to just food.
这段经文在表面上所谈的只限于祭祀过偶像的肉，但是它的精神，它的意义不止于食物而已。
It was not a problem for some believers, but it bothered some other believers.
某些事情对一些弟兄姐妹可能不是问题，他们有清洁无愧的良心这么做，但是对别的弟兄姐妹可能是一个问题。
And even though perhaps they knew, head knowledge wise, that an idol was nothing, they were still not able to have a clear conscience in eating that food. This is why they were referred to as weak.
即使是这些人他们有所谓头脑的知识，他们知道祭祀过偶像的食物其实算不了什么，但是呢他们良心还不安，这就是在这儿所提到的软弱的弟兄。
And Paul warns these quote-unquote stronger believers that even though it did not bother them, they, out of love for one another, had to consider how what they were doing impacted their weaker brothers and sisters.
保罗在这儿警告那些所谓的灵命比较成熟比较刚强的灵性上比较刚强的弟兄说，即使你们自己不觉得什么，但是如果你们让那些软弱的弟兄因着违背良心做某些事情而犯了罪，那么你们也犯了罪。
Because what they did could become a stumbling block to them.
因为你们所做的就成为另外一些软弱的弟兄的绊脚石。
If they saw you eat, or you encouraged them to eat, and they did it against their conscience.
如果他们看见你吃肉，或者是看见你这么做了，或者是你鼓励他们这么做，但是他们这是违背他们良心做的，那你就让他们犯罪了。
The passage says that they could be destroyed by what you do.
这个圣经这个经文告诉我们，他们会因你的知识沉沦了。
That was also in the other passage that we read. Destroyed.
我们在这儿要注意到这个沉沦或是毁灭。
And destroyed here is not referring to losing their salvation.
在这儿说的沉沦或是毁灭指的不是说他们因此就会失去救恩。
But it can mean that they would be overcome with guilt for what they did.
而指的可能是他们这么做了以后他们会有一种强烈的罪恶感。
So that they lose their peace and joy or even their effectiveness as a witness for Jesus.
因此呢他们可能就失去他们原有的内心的喜乐跟平安，甚至于他们在别人面前就没有那么有力的生活上有那么有力的见证了。
I've heard of a number of instances where there were spiritual leaders who were very well respected and they fell into immorality.
我听到很多例子，就是有很多受人敬重的属灵的领袖，他们在这个道德上他们跌倒了。
And as a result of what they did, many of the people that used to listen to them or in the congregation left the church.
那么因着他们的道德上的罪，以至于原来很敬重他们，原来是尊他们为属灵领袖的很多弟兄姐妹，因此就离开了教会。
They just stopped going to church for a period of time.
他们有一阵子就根本不进不上教堂了。
Not because it was necessarily because they were not true believers.
这不见得表示他们这些人根本就是这些不后来不上教会的根本就不是真信徒，这不见得是这样子。
But it was because they were so hurt and so discouraged by what they saw.
他们之所以不上教堂很可能是因为这个属灵领袖的跌倒让他们如此的灰心丧志，以至于他们不愿意踏入教会。
Of course, their focus was wrong. They held man in greater reverence than God himself.
当然这些人本身也有责任，因为他们把人即使是传道人看得比神重，他们的重点焦点摆错了。
But this is just an example where what we do or what happens to us can be a stumbling block to other believers.
但是这样的一种现象给我们一个教训，就是我们所做的，我们所说的，可能会成为别的弟兄姐妹的绊脚石。
Or if you make them to go against their conscience, it could destroy them down the road by making them less careful about their convictions from God's word.
还有如果我们让他们做了违背他们良心的事，那么将来他们就会对良心的责备良心的带领越来越麻木。
Possibly even resulting in their consciences becoming callous towards sin in their lives and negatively impacting their relationship with the Lord.
也许越来越严重到一个地步，就是他们的变成一副铁石心肠，他们不再受到圣灵的接受圣灵的感动，那么当然这个就严重的影响了他们跟主耶稣基督的关系。
And you would sin against Christ by causing this to happen to them.
那么从主耶稣的角度来看，你也是得罪了神，因为你成为那些弟兄姐妹的绊脚石。
I want to give you a word of caution.
在这儿我想提醒各位。
Do not be too quick to consider someone as a weaker Christian and to consider yourself as a stronger Christian.
不要太轻易的马上就 认为某些弟兄姐妹是所谓的软弱的弟兄姐妹，自己是所谓的灵命比较坚强的成熟的弟兄。
Just because you are able to do something that may not bother you, but it bothers them.
就因为你做某些事情，你觉得坦然，很坦然，那么。但是对别的弟兄姐妹，他们做这件事情，他们就觉得忐忑不安，不能就光靠这个来决定你自己就是比较成熟，别人就比较软弱。
This could be because you, number one, have drifted away from the Lord.
这也可能是因为第一也许你本人已经迷失了，已经离开了主。
And you have become insensitive to the Holy Spirit using the word to convict you of wrongdoing.
你已经对神圣灵透过神的话来提醒你，教导你等等，你已经麻木了。
And what you are doing is actually sin.
你所做的可能根本就是罪。
Or perhaps you have had your conscience seared as with a hot iron, the Bible says, by repeatedly resisting the Holy Spirit.
或者是另外一个可能的情况，就是你的良心已经像圣经上说的被烙铁烙惯了，以至于变得麻木，变得对圣灵的感动没有敏锐的感觉。
In your repeated disobedience to God, we see this in 1 Timothy 4:2.
我们在比方说在提摩太前书告诉我们呢，当我们不断的消灭圣灵的感动的时候，我们就可能会良心就越来越麻木。
Our conscience can be seared, for instance, skin, if it's not calloused, is very sensitive to the touch.
圣经上也用皮肤做一个例子，就像皮肤有的原来对外在的这个刺激是非常敏锐的。但是如果被热的铁一再的烧，那么就会皮肤就变得越来越不敏感。
But if you use a hot iron and you burn that skin, then the skin becomes hardened and calloused and no longer as sensitive as before. Our conscience can become like that as well with repeated disobedience.
就像你用一个烙铁盖在你的皮印在皮肤上，这个皮肤越就会有一层。很厚的皮慢慢就越来越不敏感，同样的我们的良心也是这样。
So it's not enough just for us to feel that something is okay.
所以光是我们自己觉得某件事情可以做或某些话可以说，这个是不够的。
We need to consider how it may impact other believers as well.
我们需要顾虑到我们所说的我们所做的会不会对别的弟兄姐妹造成负面的冲击。
In my life, there are certain things that I don't do or places that I do not go.
在我自对我自己我自己来说，有些事情我不做，有些地方我不去。
It does not necessarily mean that I think that these are wrong.
这不见得就表示我认为这么做或去那些地方是错的。
Sometimes I do.
有的时候我觉得是错的。Yeah, 有的时候我觉得那是错的，但是不都是觉得因为那是错的。
But sometimes it is because I have these passages that we've looked at in mind, and I'm concerned that what I may do or where I may go may be a stumbling block to another brother or sister.
有的时候我之所以不说某件事不做某件事，不说某些话，或不去某些地方，不是因为我觉得那是错的，而是有这些圣经的话在我的心中，所以我觉得我应该谨慎，免得成为别的弟兄姐妹的绊脚石。
Especially toward a younger brother or sister in Christ.
特别是对那些在灵命上还比较年轻的弟兄姐妹。
I'm also concerned that what I do will affect my witness or testimony for Christ as a believer toward with unbelievers.
我之所以谨慎小心，也是怕我所说的我所做的会对外邦人在外邦人面前没有好的见证，在我个人作为一个信徒的生活中没有好的见证。
And the third reason that it is a problem in being a stumbling block to another believer,
我们现在要谈到为什么圣经上告诉我们 成为绊脚石是很严重的事情的第三个原因是
Because when you do this, you are being used by Satan rather than by God.
因为当你这么做的时候，你是被撒旦魔鬼利用了，你不是被神使用了。
If we look back at the first passage that we looked at, read this morning, Matthew 16, verses 21 to 23.
我们现在再回过头来看我们今天早上所读的第一段经文是在马太福音第十六章
21到23节。Jesus was telling Peter here that he was going to, he knew that he was going to be killed and sacrificed on the cross, but then on the third day he would be raised to life.
彼得知道耶稣告诉他了。他要被杀，第三要受苦，要被杀，第三日复活。
On verse 22, Peter responds. He says, Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. Never, Lord, he said, this shall never happen to you. Jesus turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men.
第二十二节告诉我们，彼得听到这个就拉着他到一边劝他说主啊万不可如此这事必不临到你身上那么耶稣转过来对他说撒旦退我后边去吧
Now it may seem surprising that Jesus would respond to Peter in such a strong manner
当我们看到耶稣对彼得是做出如此强烈的反应的时候我们可能会觉得有点惊讶。
Peter seemed to have the best interest of Jesus in mind.
因为彼得似乎他所考虑到的，他所关心的是耶稣的好，对耶稣好的。
But for Peter to suggest that his, meaning Peter's will, would come before God's will was something that was absolutely unacceptable to Jesus, to God.
但是呢，彼得在这儿他所他其实说的就是他本人的意愿是高于神的旨意。那这个对主耶稣来说是不绝不能接受的。
And Jesus referred to Peter as virtually a personification of Satan himself, or at least an instrument that Satan was using to that was manipulating to do his will.
那么从耶稣对彼得的反应我们可以看到耶稣认为彼得就是撒旦的化身或者起码耶稣认为彼得是撒旦的工具撒旦来使用利用他来反对违背神的旨意。
And Peter was, he said that Peter was being a stumbling block to him.
耶稣称彼得为
Because he was not concerned about what God wanted, but only what Peter wanted, or what man wanted.
因为彼得不体贴神的意思，就是不体贴神的心意，只体贴人的意思。
And you can be used by Satan in being a stumbling block to someone when you don't really care about what is God's will in another person's life.
你也可能成为别人的绊脚石当你不管神的旨意是什么只体贴人的心意的话。
And you are only interested in encouraging them to do something that you think is right or what you want them to do, even with good intentions.
当你只劝别人做你觉得他们你要他们做的或你觉得他们该做的即使你是出于好意你也是成为你也是等于是被撒旦魔鬼利用了。
But God's will must always take priority over man's will.
因为神的意思总是应该超越人的意思。
You can also be used by Satan when you try to discourage someone from doing God's will because of your own opinions or self-proclaimed exceptions to God's word.
如果你劝别人做一件违背神的心意的事情，是因为你 你的意见，或者是你认为是对的，即使你是出于好意，你也可能成为别人的绊脚石。
I knew of a youth leader who was doing this very thing.
我认识一个带领年轻人的弟兄。
And this youth leader was practicing some very dangerous and unwise behavior.
他做一些很他的行为上做了一些很危险的事。
He was very vocal about expressing his own opinions about God's word and creating his own exceptions to God's word.
他不怕在别人面前说一些他对神的话的意见，而且他说这些话有的时候是可以例外的，不必这么做的。
There was one time when a speaker was speaking about obeying your parents.
有比方说有一次有一个讲员谈到的就是服从父母。
And when he was leading the small group of high school boys, he was telling them his opinion that, well, you don't have to obey your parents if they're crazy.
那么后来他就带领一群好像是中学生，他就对那一群中学生说，如果你的父母疯了，不是真的疯了，就是如果你的父母不近人情，那么你可以不听他们的话。
Crazy, not in truly insane, but just like ridiculous.
他的意思当然不是指说父母真的是神经精神失常，他的意思就是说，如果是在我们觉得是很荒谬的、很可笑的，那我们可以不必听父母的。
Where does God's word have that exception?
神在哪儿告诉过我们我们听从父母是有条件的，在某些情况可以是例外。
There was another time when a speaker was speaking about how using Bible verses and Bible passages to show that a number of the TV shows that are on the air today directly violate what is clearly presented in God's word as to what is right or wrong.
另外有一个讲员，他用圣经的话来分享，现在某些电视节目是很清楚的违反圣经的教训的。
And then in leading a small group time after that, he said to the high school boys, I don't think there's anything wrong with any of these shows that were discussed in the message.
那么在这个讲完以后，他带领一群年轻的弟兄姐妹进行讨论，他自己的意见就是说，我不觉得刚才那些谈到的那些节目有什么问题。
And he said that God never said that we can never watch this specific show.
他说神从来没有说过我们不能够看这些节目。
Yes, God's word also never said that we can't do crack cocaine either.
他说的表面上没错，因为神也从来没有告诉我们不可以吸毒。
But it doesn't make it right.
但是这个本身并不因为神没有这么讲过。
And God's principles still apply.
因为神给了我们一些行事为人的准则。
And additionally, someone in the small group said, but...I think that these shows do go violate God's word. And he got into an argument with this person and said, you're wrong.
更严重的就是这一群里头有人说，哦，我觉得那些电视节目的确是违反了神的教导，那他居然跟那个人吵起来了。
That is very dangerous behavior.
这样的一个行为是非常非常危险的。
Also very unwise.
同时也是不智慧的。
That is potentially being a stumbling block to young believers.
这就是一个他成为了年轻的弟兄姐妹的绊脚石。
And I pray that nothing like this would ever happen in this church.
我也盼望像这样的事情在这个教会不会发生。
And just briefly, the passage here with Jesus also reminds us of the need to watch that we are not being a stumbling block to ourselves.
这段经文我们刚才念的也让我们知道，主耶稣在这儿警告我们，我们不能够成为自己的绊脚石。
We need to take God's will very seriously in our lives.
我们要对神的旨意看的，我们要把它看得非常非常重。
Anytime we ever say, I will never about anything that God may want us to do, then we are being used and manipulated as Satan's tool. And even in a sense, maybe even being under Satan's temporary control at that moment.
任何时候当我们说把神的旨意放在人的意思的后面的下面的时候，那么我们就要很警醒，因为我们就是在成为魔鬼使用的利用的工具，甚至我们暂时在那个时刻，我们是在魔鬼的掌控之下。
I want to share one additional thought with you about not being a stumbling block to other believers, and then we'll close.
关于这一点，我还有最后一点我的想法想跟各位分享，然后我们就结束。
You should not be a stumbling block to others, but also do not let anyone else be a stumbling block to you.
你不应该成为，不可以成为别人的绊脚石，同时你也绝对不能让别人成为你的绊脚石。
James chapter 4:17 says,
雅各书第四章第十四节这么说。
And I read it in the NAS, therefore to one who knows the right thing to do and does not do it, to him it is sin.
雅各书第四章第十四节这么说。四章第十七节这么说，人若知道行善却不去行，这就是他的罪了。
And I want to speak here primarily to the young people, but not only them.
我在这儿，我现在要针对主要是针对年轻人说的，但是当然也 不只是限于他们。
How often is your compromising a conviction from God's word due to what other believers are saying or doing?
你要问问自己，有多少时候你对神的吩咐妥协了，那是因为因着别的弟兄姐妹所说的。
Or how they feel about what you are doing.
多少时候你对神的话的吩咐妥协了，是因为别人这么说或这么做。
You are convicted that something is not right for you in your life.
你确确实实的知道某些事情是不对的。
But you see what other people, other believers are doing, and based on what they're doing, you assume that it must be okay for you, if it's okay for them.
然后呢，你看到别的弟兄或别的姐妹这么做了，然后你就慢慢的就想，也许这是对的。
You must abide by God's word and the conviction from the Holy Spirit using His word.
你必须坚守神的话语的教导，坚守圣灵的感动。
If someone tells you that you don't need to take God's word that seriously,
比方说，如果有人告诉你，你不必对神的话那么认真
，or you don't need to go to such an extreme,
你不必做的对神的话看得太过分了。
But you don't feel that it's right, don't listen to them.
但是你听到这个话以后，你觉得他说的不对，那么你就别听他的。
Don't let them give you their exceptions to the rule when the Bible gives no such exceptions.
当别人说圣经上所说的话是有些是在实际生活上是有例外的，那你绝对不可以就听他们的。
Many times the Bible tells us to do things that really don't make sense or seem to be impossible to do.
很多时候圣经上让我们做一些事情， 这个事情我们觉得可能觉得好没有什么道理或者是不可能这么做的。
But it is when you obey God's word that you will experience the wisdom and the power of God.
但是当你听了神的话然后真的去做的时候你就会经验到神的话语的智慧以及圣灵给你的能力让你行得出来。
Even when you don't feel like obeying your parents.
也许你的感觉你不想听你爸爸妈妈的话。
You don't feel like forgiving someone.
你不想去饶恕别人。
You don't feel as a husband and wife, you don't feel like submitting to the pattern that is found in Ephesians 5.
你个人的感觉是你不想去遵从圣经上提到的夫妻之间的相处的给我们的点的规范。
So many Christian marriages would be saved today if they only followed the pattern in Ephesians 5, that the husband in the relationship is to be the loving leader and the wife is to be the submissive helper.
如果每一位基督徒夫妇都能够遵行以弗所书第五章所提供的夫妻相处之道的规范的话，那么有很多很多的基督徒的婚姻会被挽救过来。
The sacrificially loving spiritual leader.
就是丈夫要爱妻子，就像基督爱教会一样那种牺牲的爱，还有妻子要顺从丈夫。
And also living our lives according to God's word in what it means to live a holy life.
同时遵从神的话来过生活意思就是说我们要过一个圣洁的生活。
If you were to compare what you are seeing on TV today, hearing or watching or whatever, to some of these Bible verses, it would just be very clear what you should do.
如果你把你现在在电视上所看到的或者所听到的把那些跟圣经上所教导的做一个比较的话，那你就会知道该怎么行。
And let me just read two verses to you, and then we're going to close.
我们最后就念两段两节，然后我们就结束。
Philippians 4:8.
腓立比书第四章第八节。
Finally, brothers.Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
腓立比书第四章第八节，弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的。若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
Place what you are watching or doing or hearing beside these verses and use these verses as the judge as to whether it's right or wrong for you. Ephesians 5:3-4.
把你所做的所说的所听的跟刚才腓立比书所念的经文做一个比较那么你就会清清楚楚的知道你自己是什么样的光景。
以弗所书五章三章四节。
以弗所书第五章
三节四节。
第三节第四节。
But among you, there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality.Or of any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving.
以弗所书第五章第三节，至于淫乱，并一切污秽，或是贪婪，在你们中间连提都不可，方合圣徒的体统。淫词妄语和嬉笑的话都不相宜，总要说感谢的话，因为 Do I end here?
In verse 4.
Okay.
You are accountable to God.
你我们每一个人要对神是对神负责的。
And he will judge you by how you have lived according to his word.
他会按着你 是不是根据他的话生活按照这样按着这个来审判你
Not by other people's, even other believers' preferences or opinions of how you should live.
你不是对别的人甚至是别的弟兄姐妹负责你是对神负责
So in closing,
所以最后
the key principle of today's message is this.
今天早上我所讲的道的主要的原则是这样子。
Are the places where I am going?
我去的地方。
The things that I am doing.
我做的事。
The words that I am saying.
我说的话。
Are they glorifying to God?
这些荣耀神吗？
Also, can these things place a stumbling block before my brothers and sisters in Christ?
还有这些会不会成为我的弟兄姐妹们的绊脚石
and cause them to stumble and fall into sin.
让他们绊倒，让他们跌跤，让他们摔倒，让他们得罪了神。
And also, will it serve as an effective witness for Christ before those who do not believe in Jesus?
还有我所说的，我所做的，一切，在不信主还不信主的外邦人面前。我能不能做为主做一个美好的见证
Maybe you say, I can't live my life always worrying about how what I do will affect others.
也许你会说我不能就这样一天到晚担心这样子担心来过日子
You don't worry about it.
其实你不是担心担忧
But you seriously need to be concerned about it and to be more careful in what you say and do.
而是非常严肃的认真的来对待神给我们的吩咐并且分外的谨慎过日子。
John MacArthur says, take advantage of your liberty with joy and gratitude because it is a precious gift from God. But on the other hand, be willing at any time to forfeit the exercise of your freedom if it might cause spiritual harm to a believer or become an unnecessary offense to an unbeliever. Before the church and before the world, it is more important to demonstrate our love than our freedom.
John MacArthur 曾经这么说过，尽量的享受神赐给你的自由，在里头你得到喜乐跟感恩，因为那是神所赐给你很宝贵的礼物。但是在另外一方面，你应该随时准备好愿意放弃你的自由如果神给你的自由可能对别的弟兄姐妹造成属灵上的伤害或者是对其他不信的外邦人能够不需要不必要的触犯了他们的话你愿意随时随地的放弃你的自由在教会在世界面前彰显我们对别人的爱比享受神给我们的自由更重要。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for your word this morning.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你今天早上所赐给我们的话语。
And Lord Jesus, we thank you for dying on the cross for our sins.
我们谢谢你为我们的罪钉死被钉死在十字架上
Because of your love for us.
那是完全是因着你对我们的爱。
Lord Jesus, we are reminded today of the intimacy and the closeness that we have with you.
亲爱的主耶稣，今天早上你提醒我们，我们跟你的关系是如此的亲密。
That when we are kind to another believer, we are kind to you.
以至于到一个程度，当我们对别的弟兄姐妹好的时候，我们是对你好。
But then if we mistreat another believer by causing them to stumble, then we are mistreating you.
但是当同时，如果我们对别的弟兄姐妹让他们绊倒了、犯罪了，那么我们是得罪了你。
And Lord, I pray that the word of God would remain in our hearts and minds.
盼望神的话能够 常常的在我们的心中。
That you would help us to not ever to be a stumbling block to another believer.
盼望你能够帮助我们，不要成为别的弟兄姐妹的绊脚石。
Or remind us, O Lord, by your Holy Spirit, that we would not be a stumbling block to ourselves.
也求你的圣灵能够帮助我们，让我们不要成为别人让别人成为我们的绊脚石。
And Lord, in all that we do and say, would it only make the good news about you, the gospel, more attractive to unbelievers?
求你帮助我们，让我们所说的，让我们所做的，能够在这世上传福音的时候，因此而更有果效。
Lord, please give us the grace to do what you want us to do.
求主赐给我们这样的恩典，让我们能够遵行你要我们所做的。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.